A program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, and it's Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
Hey, 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 how are you?
Did you miss the show last week, Elisa?
I did.
But
did you?
We needed a day off. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I like Casual Friday because it gives me a chance to like kind of be a goofball a little bit, which you know I'm very good at, right?
Yes.
What's your favorite nickname for me?
Knucklehead.
Knucklehead. That's what Elisa calls me when I do something stupid. She calls me knucklehead. I like
and you
that.
Said you hadn't heard that term in years.
Yeah, since I was a kid. So obviously I'd heard it before. Knucklehead.
Someone else called you a knucklehead.
You knucklehead,
huh?
You. That's a very back east term, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, we took off last week.
Mm-hmm.
And much needed day off. Want to tell the fans what we did?
What did we do?
We went to wine country here in Kentucky. Right?
Yes.
We visited some vineyards. It was so cool.
It was cool. It was very cool.
I never realized that they had vineyards here in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. And they do a lot across the river in Indiana as well.
And so we drove out to Bardstown, Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
and we visited like three or four different vineyards.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I heard that the reason why the vineyards are becoming popular is because of the soil. They needed to do something other than tobacco because tobacco's been so prominent in Kentucky.
Right.
So they're going to grapes now. That's what I heard.
That's wonderful. And we had some great wine, and we
mm-hmm.
had some not so great wine.
Mm-hmm.
we went to one place. We won't name the bad places, obviously.
Okay.
We went to one place that the vineyard house was this
like
guy's house
with kids eating pizza in the house.
We walked into their kitchen and it was like, "Hey, welcome. Sit down. Taste some wine."
Nothing like Napa Valley.
No, not nearly as romantic and fun as Napa Valley.
No, but it's so hot here, you
right.
know. So I told you yesterday I'm never going to complain of the heat again.
Yes. Why?
Because I was on the elliptical yesterday. And so we're in like our 22nd day of over 90 degree weather.
Right. And it's miserable.
And in the Ohio Valley, which we live in, it's very humid. And like the heat index is like over 100.
Right.
That has something to do with the dew index. And it's just humid.
Right.
But I was on the elliptical machine and I had it on some sports channel and they said that over in Afghanistan it was 110 degrees.
Right.
And I'm sure they don't even have access to air conditioning.
That's for sure.
So I'm never going to complain again about the heat.
Well, listen, and our listeners in Arizona and Nevada don't have it any better than Afghanistan quite often. July and August in Arizona and Nevada break the 100 degree mark regularly.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I lived in Vegas, there was a Nevada State Bank building on the corner of the street that I lived on. And they had a sign, one of those marquees, and they would post the time and temperature. And I could remember days driving home and looking up at it and seeing 117 degrees and thinking, oh, my God, it's 117 degrees. I can't believe that.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, but, yeah, I know. You're right. We can't complain, especially those troops in Afghanistan. The heat is the least of their worries because of the dangers to their lives.
Exactly.
So, anyway, now, interestingly enough, you found out a very interesting tidbit of information thanks to, I'm going to pronounce his last name, Dome, Mark. And you said his name is probably Dom. So, Mark, one of us, and he's actually going to be on the show next week, right?
No, it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. But Mark is an avid listener to the show.
I've been kind of messaging with him, and he said that he's started listening to your show from the very beginning.
Yeah. Wow, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So, but anyway, he's blogging for Quest Nutrition now on their website.
Cool.
And I was on the new Quest Nutrition website. I was looking. They have new flavors are available now.
And I can't. They're shipping us. I can't wait to get the apple pie. Is the best.
I know the apple pie, mixed berry, and chocolate.
Yeah.
Those are available.
They
now.
They are the best.
Right. So anyway, so I saw that Mark eats the bars, so I messaged him and asked him if he eats, because have you seen his physique?
Oh, yeah. The guy looks amazing. Yeah,
it's
amazing. He's a competitive bodybuilder.
He's a competitive bodybuilder, a yoga instructor, and he's also an indoor cycling instructor as well.
Wow.
His physique looks phenomenal. So I sent him a message and asked him, while he's cutting, if he eats the protein bars.
Right.
And he said that he does.
Because he feels that it's a whole food.
He used to rely on, I think, whey protein and almonds.
Right.
And then when he needed some extra carbs, I guess oats. But now he eats the Quest protein bars.
And so he eats those while he's cutting and he gets in that ripped shape.
He does, yes.
You know, I never told you this, but I was actually training to be an indoor bicycle instructor.
Really?
Yeah, but my mother kept saying, stop riding the bike in the house, you idiot. And I had to stop. So I'm sorry about that, Mom. I didn't want to tell people about that experience, but okay.
But anyway, so the Quest, the chocolate, the mixed berry, and the apple pie are now available. And then they're coming out with another bar.
PB&J.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Man, that is going to rock. I know that's going to rock. That's going
to
be great.
I can't wait to try that one.
They make the best protein bars. They really, really do.
They are so good.
Peter was kind enough to send me some protein bars, a vegan protein bar. And it was, tastes good. You remember that chocolate bar?
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice
good bar.
But I still like the Quest the best. I mean, I can still eat two or three a day.
Well, that one was kind of high in carbs, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it was. But it was all natural. I mean, it had nothing artificial.
It was good. It was very good.
I mean, I'll tell you what, it was really good. It was called the Real Bar, to give them a plug. I'll tell you the thing that I did like about it. It was actually like eating a piece of chocolate more than it was eating a protein bar.
It was very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very good. So anyway, Alisa, you are the person that I go to when I want to know how to cook something or grow something.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So here's a question that I have for you that I know you'll be able to answer.
I'm nervous.
Since you know how to grow stuff and you know how to prepare foods, okay?
Yes.
How do you make orange juice?
Well, I thought you would take an orange and you put it either, with a juicer and
right.
You get the fresh squeezed orange juice and leave the pulp in
okay,
and have the fiber.
So when I go to the grocery store and buy one of those big half-gallon containers of orange juice that says 100% pure orange juice, pulp, and everything, is that what I'm getting? Did they just basically squeeze that and then pour it into the container and put it on the shelf?
I don't think so.
They didn't?
No, I think the article says that there's a dirty little secret.
Oh, well, pray tell. I must know.
Well, it's complicated, you see.
Okay.
Okay.
How can orange juice be complicated?
Well, first
it's like squeeze the orange and get out of the way, you know?
Well, first you squeeze the oranges, then you remove the oxygen, then you reflavor the now flavorless orange juice with artificial orange flavor packs, and then you drink it.
Now, interestingly enough, who makes those artificial orange flavor packs? Isn't it like a perfume company or something?
Yeah, Christian Dior.
Christian
Dior.
So if you ever buy a bottle of Christian Dior cologne or perfume and notice that it has a hint of citrus, they may have forgotten and mixed it up with the orange flavor that they were supposed to send to Sam's Club.
Well, it says orange juice from Tropicana, Simply Orange, Minute Maid, and Florida's Natural, etc. They're all ridiculously consistent in their flavor. And how do they get that consistency?
Right. That's a good point, because when you go to one of those You Pick Farm places and mm-hmm. they make orange juice for you right there, sometimes it's bitter, sometimes it's sweet, sometimes it's dark orange, sometimes it's light orange.
And also, when you remove the oxygen, it allows the juice liquid to keep up to a year.
Sure, because oxidative stress is what ages oranges or fruit. So by removing the oxygen, it basically puts it in limbo.
And it also takes the natural flavors out also.
So, in summary, how do you make orange juice if you're Sam's Club or Tropicana?
Well,
Frankenstein orange juice.
So you're better off to make your own, I would say. Buy the oranges and make your own with a juicer.
which we still used. Your mom,
my mom,
Penny, had her own little hand juicer.
We refer to my mom as Penny. That was her name. And these are like
Name was Priscilla.
Her nickname was Penny.
Right.
But Penny had a little juicer that I use when I need fresh lemon or lime juice.
Right.
And it's just a countertop type.
Right.
And you just put the, and you kind of put the lemon.
Right, it's got
on
like that pointy dome and you push the orange or lemon and it does such a great job.
But you know, like at Williams and Sonoma, you can get a handheld one that they have like little wooden ones.
Right.
And you can put it directly and cut the lemon or lime in half or orange and put it inside and just scrape and that juice comes right out of there.
So it's so easy to make a cup of orange juice if you have your own orange. I mean, you don't have to buy orange juice really.
No, you can make your own. And why not? Why wouldn't you? It's so much fresher and better tasting. And
it doesn't have Christian Dior perfume either.
Flavor packs.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Flavor pack. Excuse me, Christian. Don't be mad at me, please.
Yes.
Anyway.
So that, thanks to, I think Dr. Rouse posted that one.
Oh, yeah.
On Facebook.
Peter has been like a dynamo.
He has.
And he's
Go
been,
Peter.
And he not only has been posting some great things, but like he's been getting in some conflicts about religious beliefs and stuff like that on Facebook. I mean, wow. And I have to say that I believe kind of the way Peter does. So I have to, I kind of have to back away and take his back. I don't want to get too religious or political ever on the show, but Peter's been very, very busy on Facebook lately. I have to say that. Alisa, on the note of, making your own orange juice, you found something. We have lots of listeners whose wives are either pregnant or just gave birth, right?
Well, yeah. And I know Scott Taverner's wife. I think he's in Australia.
Okay.
Well, his wife is pregnant, too, and I thought about him when I saw this, because you can get this also at Williams and Sonoma. It's a baby food maker, and it's...
So what do you do? Well, you take the babies, you put them in the baby food maker, and baby food comes out?
No, you make your own baby food. Instead of buying the jars of Gerber or whatever at the grocery store, which you probably don't know what's in those,
right?
And who wants to feed their baby something that you don't know what it is,
yeah,
right?
Right, exactly.
So this is French-made, pint-sized, BPA-free steamer, blender, warmer, defroster, and it turns fresh veggies, fruits, meats, and fish into baby food in less than 15 minutes.
That is so cool.
And it's called, it's B-E-A-B-A Baby Cook.
B-E-A-B-A Baby Cook.
Uh-huh, and it's, I checked out Williamson.
B-E-A-B-A would phonetically be B-A-B-A.
It was available on Williams and Sonoma's. I saw this in a magazine, but I looked it up on their website, and it was on their website for $150. And then it included a plastic bowl and a cooking basket, recipe book, and a spatula. So
But the reality is, if you had a food processor,
you could do it yourself.
Do all this stuff. And if you have a baby and you have a food processor and you're already buying grass-fed beef for yourself and your family,
why not make it yourself?
Just puree it and feed it to the baby.
I got a new food processor.
Tell me about that. Do you like it?
I love it.
Yeah.
I went out to my garden and I got tomatoes and chives and cilantro and made my fresh salsa.
Oh, God.
It was really good.
Yeah, I know. I tasted it. It was fantastic. You know what? Mm-hmm. We have to take a commercial break. I hate taking commercial breaks. Don't you, Alisa?
Yes.
Okay. But we have to pay some bills. And when we come back, we got lots of exciting things to talk about today on Casual Friday. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com. Creatine is by far the most popular ergogenic supplement on the market today, bar none. What if I told you that there's an even more effective way to build explosive strength and that good old creatine was not the answer? Well, now there's Hypergain. Hypergain is completely safe and has zero side effects. In fact, AS Research is so convinced that Hypergain will change the way you feel about creatine that they're willing to give you a free 30-day supply just to prove it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Hypergain banner ad today. Hypergain. The case against creatine starts now.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food, and Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. It's always a pleasure to be in the studio with a beautiful, feminine, yet athletic-looking woman who has muscle. We posted a picture recently on Facebook of you and I at a function.
Uh-huh.
And you can see the separation between your shoulders and your triceps and your biceps in that picture. And some people would look at that picture and think that you're too muscular. I want to give the dailymail.co.uk the official Superhuman Radio Thumbs Down Award today.
What was that?
That was called the Bronx Cheer. For all of those that live in New York, know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Because they gave Cameron Diaz a bad write-up. Because she is starting to show some muscle and not skinny fat.
And it says in the article that she may want to consider toning down her punishing daily workouts.
I think, okay, Cameron Diaz is not what I like in as far as the way a woman looks. I mean, I like women with hips and with nice, proud bottoms and, you know.
But she's athletic looking,
yes.
and she's in shape. You can see that.
You can see the separation between her shoulders and her upper arms. You can see the separation in her hips and her abs. You can see the separation in her tiny little glutes, which really are tiny and little.
But let's face it, so many of the women in Hollywood are skinny fat.
Right.
And she is, you know, good for her.
She's athletic looking.
Yes.
And we need to embrace this instead of saying, oh, you know, you really need to tone it down. No, this is the way human beings are supposed to look. I was in the sauna the other day talking to a couple guys. And I said, you know, we were talking about women specifically.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know.
Imagine that.
No, we were talking about women and how they get bombarded with the wrong messages about what's right to eat and what's healthy, you know, from the Dr. Mm-hmm. Oz's of the world and the Oprah's of the world and so on, who just don't have the right answers. They have the idiots on their shows telling people how to eat.
Uh-huh.
You know, you should be, women, you should be able to see the veins in your arms, in your lower arms, your forearms, your upper, you should be able to see veins around. You should be, if you start seeing veins, then you're starting to get to the point where your body fat is low enough, but your muscles are still surviving.
Mm-hmm.
So women need to think about that. Women don't like veins. They think it's disgusting. Oh, it looks like worms. No, embrace it. It means that you're getting lean. It's healthy. Cameron Diaz looks healthy. Now, let's talk about something.
Okay.
Skinny fat.
Again, we're going to revisit that, right?
Yes, because we have to beat this drum often enough, for, especially for women to get the message.
Yes.
We have a friend, she will remain unnamed,
mm-hmm.
who decided that she wanted to lose a certain amount of weight.
Right.
So she went to Weight Watchers.
She said she tried high protein, high fat, but it didn't work
for
her.
No, and I don't believe she did, and I'll tell you why I don't believe she did. Because in order for her to have done high protein, high fat, she would have had to have eaten at least 100 grams of protein a day, and I guarantee she wasn't even getting close to that. Mm-hmm. I believe that most women who think they're eating high protein are having an egg with a piece of toast in the morning. They think that's a high protein meal.
Right.
No, six eggs is a high protein meal.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she said it didn't work, so she went on Weight Watchers.
Yes.
And we know for a fact that her diet is predominantly vegetables and fruit.
Well, she would eat a banana for a snack. That's an example. Yeah. And she exercises a lot, but she'll go out and run
5 miles.
5 miles.
Right. Every day.
Yes.
And she has lost
17 pounds.
But you and I have had a quiet conversation in our own kitchen. We were talking about her, and I said, what did I say to you was going to happen to her?
You did call it. You said that she was losing muscle.
And that she was going to hit a wall.
And she's hit a plateau.
And the plateau is because in order for her to continue losing, quote unquote, weight on the scale, she's going to have to keep dropping her calories because the engine has gotten smaller, so it's going to burn less gas. She's less muscle.
So she's just, her metabolism is just all messed up.
Sure. And so she went to a personal trainer and said, look, I can't get any thinner.
Mm-hmm.
I hit a wall. Can't lose any more weight. And they did a body fat assessment on her.
Mm-hmm.
And she is, even with the weight that she's lost, she is still 22% body fat.
And she's not a big girl.
No. And we did some calculations on her.
Mm-hmm.
She's 30 pounds of fat and 100 pounds of lean body mass. At her height, 100 pounds, my sister is 5 foot and she hits 100 pounds and she's lean when she's not sick.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So what I'm saying is at that woman's height.
She's about 5'7", 5'8".
And she's really only 100 pounds of lean body mass. She can't see any of her veins.
No.
Because she's got a nice thick cushion of fat all around her.
Yeah.
So the answer is not to lose weight. The answer is to lose fat and keep muscle.
I did say to her significant other that she was going to lose too much
muscle.
And he said she has too much muscle as it is. She's not worried about losing muscle.
And that is the wrong – that comes back to the Cameron Diaz thing. Women should embrace their feminine muscle.
Yes, yes.
Looking athletic is a wonderful thing. Not looking soft, that whatever – pair of pants you put on, you take that shape. That's not a good sign. If you take the shape of the pants, there's a problem.
Yep.
You know? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what about Americans? Americans continue to be lethargic. Is that correct? Inactive?
Do they?
Yeah. Well, you said 25% of all Americans have inactive lifestyles, even though they may be quote unquote thin in the skinny fat area, they are still subject to a lot of metabolic disorders, right?
Well, They're inactive. Dr. Andros sent me an article about pedometers because
right.
I did my little experiment with the
right.
pedometer,
right.
which I need to,
right.
but mine broke.
Right, right. You wore it out.
I should have got the one that Michelle told me to get, the Fitbit.
Yeah.
I need to get that one. Anyway, 25% of Americans have inactive lifestyles. They take fewer than 5,000 steps a day, and 75% do not meet the weekly exercise recommendations. Even though they're exercising, they're still not meeting what the recommendations are.
Right, right. And this all comes full circle to what we're talking about here. People need to embrace muscle. And until doctors lose their phobia about talking to their patients about gaining muscle, nothing's going to happen because people are just going to keep taking their doctor's advice.
It says inactivity, in addition to the availability of high caloric food, has led to an increased rate of metabolic dysfunction in Americans.
Yeah. It's a sad thing, but it can all change. What else do we have to talk about, Lisa?
Well, did you know that?
Oh, wait a minute. Isn't it true that bees are attacking the people in Chicago around the courthouse and what is it called? City Hall being invaded by bees, right?
Thank God the bees are like thriving there. I mean, you know,
on the roof, right?
They among the wildflowers, native grasses in the garden atop Chicago City Hall. So they have a garden
cool
on top of
that?
City Hall in Chicago. How cool is that?
Yeah, congratulations to Chicago.
Yeah.
Big up. Big
two
up.
Beehives where more than 100,000 bees come and go in patterns, it says. And they've already produced, one beehive has produced over 200 pounds of excess honey.
And usually in a season, they only produce what? Like
40 pounds, 40 of, excess pounds of excess honey. And they've already produced 200 pounds. And they're saying that the success could be due to the city's abundant and mostly pesticide-free flowers.
Mm-hmm. Now, who's heading this up? Isn't it like a university group or something like that that's doing this thing on top of the roof there?
No, I think it was just the government.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Even bigger. Now, isn't there some movement going on here in Kentucky to teach children about growing their own foods and dealing with farms and all that sort of stuff? What is it called? Grow to Go or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, how's that going? Do you know anything about it?
Well, they have it. Can I finish the bees first?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say that the White House has bees in their garden also.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Yeah, but they were put there by the Secret Service, and I think that they're actually little listening devices. So,
well, and also in recent years, New York, Denver, Milwaukee, and Santa Monica, California have made beekeeping legal.
Cool. So anybody can have bees.
Yes.
Hey, Dr. Rouse is in Santa Monica. Peter, get yourself a beehive and become a bee charmer, man. Come on.
I bet he doesn't have the time.
I was going to say, one more thing for him to do. He doesn't have to sleep anymore.
Right. Okay. So the Go to Grow program, the local schools have a Go to Grow where they're actually planting gardens, and the kids are learning about where food actually comes from.
Right.
They're doing it with schools. They're doing it with, like, there's a place here called Bellwood that's for underprivileged children or orphans, and they actually have a garden and they make money with it.
Right.
And they make jams and they learn how to make jam and sell it. So they're learning. There was a 17-year-old kid in the article that I read that said he didn't know that the vegetables came from a garden. He just thought they came from the grocery store.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Kids have no clue because all they ever see is produce in grocery stores.
Right. So they're growing strawberries. They're making strawberry jam. They're selling it. And then they have the money that they can use to go places and do things with.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Isn't that exciting?
These are good things that are going on. You know, Chicago, Kentucky, and I'm sure there's a lot of programs out there today that are designed to try to invite children to learn more about planting foods and growing their own foods. And we really need it. These kids are going to need it more than us because the quality of food when our children grow up is going to be really bad.
How about what's going on out in California right now?
Well, we have to take a commercial break. I want to talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
We really need to dedicate some time to that, what's going on with Ross. And we're actually trying to have a couple, Mark McAfee on the show on Monday and Judith McGeary from Farm and Ranch Freedom to give special attention to this. But we're going to talk about it when we come back. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Space, I put my laser on stunt. And on the North Pole, I'll ice you, son. I'll hammer your toe. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better,
Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I am really upset.
I can't believe what I've read on what's going on out there in California. Rossum.
You know, the term jacked boot thug was used to describe the Nazi Germans who would kick down doors of innocent people, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? And we here in America, we would point at that and say, oh, it's terrible. You know what? We have jacked boot thugs right here in the United States. Anybody, look, I don't care if raw milk is illegal to sell, okay? You walk in, you hand the guy a subpoena to appear in court, you take the milk away and you leave that. What they did to Rossum is uncalled for, and it was showboating, and it's disgusting. And all of you politicians and law enforcement organizations that were affiliated with that, the American people don't like you. They don't like you. They don't want you to do this with our tax dollars. You know, just this morning, I watched on the news while I was doing cardio that some drug cartel kingpin just gave himself up, right, and told that for decades, his cartel has been giving information to American law enforcement organizations for safe passage for his drugs into the United States, okay? The Justice Department is corrupt. Law enforcement agencies are corrupt. They pick and choose who they want to bust. So if they could turn their backs on this drug cartel bringing drugs in so that they can get information, how can they go kick down the door of a raw food cooperative and do what they've done in California? This has got to stop. This has to stop.
They look, it's a SWAT team. They sent a SWAT team in. It's absurd.
It's disgusting.
It says that they seized cash. They seized organic mangoes and fruit.
Yeah, they had
Why?
Nothing. Yeah, right.
Why?
Right. You know
what? They dumped out the milk. Why?
And by the way, they dumped out the milk. Remember the story that they want to consider dairy farms as toxic waste hazard potentials because milk could spill on the soil? They dumped out the milk.
Yes.
They dumped out the milk. This is disgusting. This is terrible. This is an abuse of power by the government. This is showboating. This is wrong on so many flipping levels. I really wish this. I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but I wish there was a revolution to overthrow our government once and for all. I have to believe that there's people in the, I gotta believe that there were law enforcement guys breaking into that building that day who didn't want to be there, that realized the ridiculousness of what they were asked to do, to converge on a raw food co-op like it was some drug cartel. Meanwhile, we trade with drug cartels. We trade information to give them safe passage for their drugs into the United States.
It says that the three that were charged, they were charged with conspiracy to commit a crime.
To commit a crime.
Conspiracy. What crime? What crime?
Selling raw milk in California is illegal. It shouldn't be illegal, darn it. It should not. If Taco Bell can sell quote-unquote beef that's only 80 or 70 or 60 or 50 or 30% beef, then we should be able to buy raw milk. If I can buy a pack of cigarettes in this country and start smoking, which I know is going to kill me, and the government gets tax dollars for it, then tax the damn raw milk. All you really want is your money. That's all you really want. So take it. This has nothing to do with about, this is about the big dairy companies don't want the people to be able to buy from individual farmers. That's what this is about. Once again, the government is protecting its interests in investments in big businesses.
It says the SWAT-style raid was conducted like a terrorist operation where the cops immediately went after the cash and then began vandalizing and destroying the store's entire inventory.
Terrible. Shame on you.
Vandalizing.
Every one of you involved in this, your children should end up getting sick from the food that the government is making you eat. You know what? And then you'll come back and say, gee, I heard raw milk can save my child. Too bad. Now you can't get it anymore. This is disgusting. They did the same thing to Gary Oaks, a little Mennonite farmer in northern Kentucky. They ambushed him with a SWAT team. The guy had a heart attack on the spot. They came at him with guns drawn. He had a little straw hat on. He's looking at them like he thought he was getting robbed, like getting jacked. He didn't realize. And then some special agent holds up a badge. You're under arrest for trafficking in an illegal substance in raw milk. The guy had a heart attack. Instead of them arresting him, an ambulance had to take him to the hospital.
Did he live?
Yeah, he lived. And it cost, and he had to shut down his farm. It cost him $180,000. He's a Mennonite, for crying out loud. It cost him $180,000 to fight the government.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Shame on you. Shame on you. And then you allow drug cartels to bring their drugs into the United States so you can get information from them. This is the same government. I come back and say it again. The judicial system is corrupt. It is spiritually bankrupt. They are all thieves. They are all criminals. They just choose who to prosecute and who not to. That's it. That's it. This is a sham. This government is a sham today. It's disgusting.
Okay, so are you finished?
Yes.
Okay. How about the 9 foods that the U.S. government is paying you to eat?
Right, 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 right. The government subsidizes the production of foods in this country. And interestingly enough, they happen to be the major foods that the government wants you to eat the most of. Why? Because they want to get their investment back. They don't care if it kills you. Go ahead.
The number one food was corn at the top of the list.
Corn. Good old corn. Makes you fat. It's GMO. Ruins the lining of your stomach. Causes all sorts of diseases. But the government wants you to eat it. It's at the bottom of that food pyramid.
Corn raked in over $77 billion from the government between 1995 and 2010.
$77 billion we paid for the production of corn in this United States.
Think of all the money. Billion. Think of all of the health care we could use that money for. And
well, never mind that. We just had to raise the debt ceiling because we can't afford to pay our bills. And we gave $77 billion away to a food product that is no good to eat. Oh.
Number two on the list was wheat.
Yeah, okay. Another food that's causing all sorts of disease.
Soybeans.
Mmm.
Rice. Okay, and you know, the number five was beer.
Beer? What's up with that?
Do you think it's like the barley in
there? Yeah, it must be. The beer industry in the United States or something. You know, it's all about lobbying. If you get the right lobbyists and you get to the government and you can tell the government it's in the government's best interest to support our industry, and the government says, okay, they'll throw money at your industry.
You know what the number six item was?
What?
Milk.
Yeah, pasteurized milk.
Pasteurized milk.
Now, thank you. Now you see why the jackboot thugs are breaking into these little farmers, because it's like, oh my God, we can't afford to have people buying milk that doesn't come from a grocery store, that's not coming from one of our subsidized partners. We can't have them going to a local farm and buying milk. Oh, no. That can't. You know what? Why isn't Rush Limbaugh talking about this sort of stuff? Rush is always talking about what's wrong with this government. Come on, Rush. The people are being crapped upon here. It's our food. We should have the right to eat poop if we want to. Which I said we are doing, but I was tricked into thinking that article was real, by the way. You know, this is ridiculous. Michelle Obama's out there telling people what to eat, what not to eat. It's like, you know what? Get out of our way. Let us eat what we want to eat. We don't want to eat your processed foods. We don't want to eat your corn and your grain. So let us eat what we want to eat. If you want to feed those idiots out there who want to die sooner, those poisons, then feed it to them. But let us choose what we want to eat.
Number 7 was beef.
Yeah, again,
of course, it's not grass-fed beef.
Of course not. No, corn and grain-fed beef. That's where the corn and grain goes. You know, the government has a vested interest in both ends.
It's all intermingled.
Yes, yes.
Peanut butter and sunflower oil.
Okay. Sunflower oil is not bad, but again, you know, if you have a lobbying group that can get to the government and say, hey, it's in the U.S.'s best interest to support this industry, the government will throw money at it. It just takes lobbying dollars. You know what we need? American people, we need lobbyists. If everybody kicked in $1 a month, there's 300 million of us. That's $300 million a month. If everybody kicked in $1 a month, we could have the biggest, strongest lobbying group in the world. And we could go up to Capitol Hill and say to politicians, abandon Monsanto. Here's $1 million, Mr. Politician. They'd go, hey, Monsanto who? Oh, I forgot who Monsanto is. We have the greatest strength, but we don't organize like these companies do. These companies organize. We have no organization. We're 300 million strong, but just one at a time. It's like we have to get together and form a lobbying group for the American people's interests.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got more money than any of these companies do once we, $1 a month is all it'll take us.
Mm-hmm.
We could have $300 million a month to throw at politicians.
The Environmental Working Group released its 2011 farm subsidy database.
Right.
The USDA has reportedly refused to release all the data to confirm exactly where the billions in farm subsidies are being paid out to. And once again, the database shows that many farm subsidy recipients are from fat government checks at addresses in New York City, Miami, Chicago, Los Angeles. Not exactly farm country.
Right, right. They'll say their corporate headquarters are there. But you know what? What happened to transparency? The USDA, the FDA, the Department of Agriculture, we should be able to look up your ASS if we want to. They don't want to release the information. Why?
No.
They should be forced to release the information. Where's Rand Paul? Come on, Rand. Get them to release this information. Let's see who the payola is really going to. We have to take a break. I hate that.
You hate breaks?
Yeah, because now I'm going to calm down. I'm on a roll. People said they missed my ranting. This is not staged. I am so upset. You know what? I am so upset. I wish that my radio show reached millions and millions and millions of people like the stupid people who watch Dr. Oz. They need to know the truth about what's going on here. We're being poisoned because it's good for business. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now, you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn
more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4sportlife.com.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Just when I thought I was going to get to calm down.
Have you calmed down?
Well, I was, but then you told me what we're going to talk about next, and now I'm like, oh my God, I forgot about that.
I know, the ground turkey. And it concerned me when I first read about it, because since I don't eat beef, I know I don't, because it upsets
it
my
doesn't,
stomach.
Yeah, it doesn't work well with you.
It doesn't work well with my digestive system. But anyway, so I eat a lot of ground turkey. And when I first read an article about it a few days ago, they hadn't released where the ground turkey was being made from.
Right.
And so my question to you was, how can they not release
right.
it?
Right.
They had over 76 illnesses and one death.
Right.
But the Department of Agriculture chose not to release right. where the contaminated
they chose,
meat.
I'll tell you what it is. It's short and sweet. Cargill is a huge company.
Uh-huh.
And they pay a lot of money into the government for fees associated with their businesses. Plus, I'm sure they do a lot of lobbying and they do a lot of payola.
Right.
The government didn't want to piss Cargill off. They figured, hey, a death here and there, it's not the worst thing in the world. People are dying every day, get hit by cars. We can't be irresponsible and release this information until we know exactly for sure what's going on here.
But did anybody die from drinking the raw milk from Rossum?
No, that's my point. Rossum's a little organization. They got, what, 70,000? What's Cargill got, 750 million? I mean, sure, money buys privilege. Money buys privilege.
But the first sickness occurred in March.
And no one talked about it.
And no one talked about it.
Right.
And no one did anything.
Well, because they didn't want to shoot Cargill in the foot too soon. Oh, yeah, you wouldn't want to hurt Cargill. No, 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 don't do that, because they are a cornerstone of the American government. They donate a lot of money, probably.
5 months after the first illness, the Agriculture Department asked Minnesota-based Cargill to recall 36 million pounds of ground turkey. saying the meat was linked to a death in California.
They
asked them to. They didn't go in SWAT-like uniforms and raid them.
Yeah, why didn't they kick the door down and start throwing meat on the floor and handcuffing workers, you know, for this conspiracy to poison the Americans? Did I just sound like Rush Limbaugh there, Jerry? I did, didn't I?
Are you trying to?
No, I guess he's channeling me right now. He wants me to talk about this. But, you know, it's like, yeah, no, the government treats these big offenders differently. Look at the peanut. Look at the peanut company that killed all those people and made everybody sick.
Mm-hmm.
Government never even shut them down. Like as a punitive, well, that's it. Boom, you're closed. No. The government treats, that's what I said. The government treats, they choose the criminals that they want to prosecute and the other ones become allies.
It says investigations are often delayed because victims can't remember where they ate or aren't cooperative. So why did they delay that investigation?
Yeah. Why does the government do what it does? The government does what it does because it's in the government's best interest. End of story. Henry Kissinger said
it. It always goes back to money.
Money. Henry Kissinger said it best. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. FDA is an example of absolute power. Okay, the USDA is an example of absolute power. These guys do what they want, when they want, how they want, and nobody calls them on the carpet. When I start seeing guys from the FDA going to jail, when I start seeing guys from the USDA going to jail, when I start seeing people from these government organizations who are clearly dishonest going to jail, then I'll think this administration has finally figured out what's wrong with the country and cares about the people more than its cohorts. I mean, look, do you want to talk more about the meat? Because I want to segue to
it. I just want to say that it's from Cargill. The meat is from Cargill, but they package it under the name of Kroger, Safeway,
Honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle, Safeway, Kroger, and there was one more.
I can't think of it. But if you're eating.
If you eat ground turkey, be careful.
Yeah, unless you're buying it from your local farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have to worry about it.
I know.
See? I mean, no, let's get rid of the local farmers as quickly as possible. And this comes to another point. You know, Gardasil, which I did a show about vaccines.
Oh, that's right.
Several years ago with a doctor who specialized in her research in the anthrax vaccine. And that's how she got it started. Vaccines are very, very dangerous in this day and age. You never know what they're really vaccinating you with. I would never get a vaccine for the flu or anything like that. I just wouldn't. I'll take my chances with the disease or whatever it is that I'm supposed to fight. Gardasil is a vaccine that was sold to young girls, 9 years old and up, who were, quote-unquote, potential for sexually active, to protect them against the human papilloma virus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was it Pamplona? I may have mispronounced it. Nonetheless. And in the short years that it was being administered, some 14,000, up through 2009 alone, over 14,000 events were registered with the CDC as a direct result of the vaccine. And out of those 14,000, the largest, the greatest number of those adverse events was something called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is very similar to mad cow disease in humans.
Really?
Muscle weakness, great levels of fatigue. I mean, young girls became chronic fatigue syndrome, bedridden people.
Just from the vaccine.
And they know it's from the vaccine. It's not like as though, well, we're not sure. No, 14,000 and it's probably more through today. Okay? On top of that, the Judicial Watch group and Washington, D.C. Based public interest group kept track of the information they obtained from the FDA, and they said that there was 18 deaths directly related to Gardasil. 18 deaths. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gardasil was not pulled off the market. If you are stupid enough to let your daughter get the Gardasil shot, because keep in mind, Gardasil even says it doesn't protect against all the HPV viruses, just a couple of them, okay? And even then, it's not guaranteed to cause you to ward off cervical cancer.
Four types of HPV.
Right, right. But if you're stupid enough to let your daughter get the HPV vaccine, then you're basically saying, hey, honey, you may die, You probably will get Julian Barr syndrome. You're definitely going to have some sort of adverse reaction, but the doctor said you should do it anyway. You're an idiot. Now, a perfect example of how pharmaceutical industry works. They want young boys to get, they're trying to sell the HPV vaccine to young boys now, saying that a boy could catch HPV. Well, first of all, HPV causes cervical cancer. We don't have cervixes, young boys. What boys have died from HPV from human papilloma? I don't know any. I've never heard anything about it. So now they want the boys to get it because they're saying that the boys could contract HPV and it could stay in them, and then they may give it to the girl.
Right.
The boys are going to have the same problems with the HPV vaccine that the girls did. You're going to start seeing Julian Barr syndrome. You're going to see deaths. You're going to see everything else. And yet the FDA says, well, 18 deaths really isn't that big of a deal. Oh, wait a minute. Don't drink raw milk, man. No. But you can let your kid get this shot. Yeah, your kid may end up with chronic fatigue syndrome for the rest of their life. But don't you drink raw milk.
It just makes no sense.
You know what? I just wish, I just wish that there would be a vortex that would just, while the FDA building is filled with every employee, could just get sucked off the face of the earth. You know, just suck it off the face. Get rid of it. Like lancing a mole off of the ass. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just disgusting. Just disgusting. But again, let's face it. Big Pharma has big dollars. They have jets that they let politicians use when they need a ride to a campaign, and they have big money to throw at vacations and lobbyists and blah, blah, blah. So your kids will get a shot that'll kill them or make them sick, but they're not going to drink raw milk, not under the FDA's watch. It's stupid, and we see right through it. Shame on you. Shame on you. The FDA, shame on you. If there's anybody good in the FDA, blow the whistle. Become a whistleblower. You'll be remembered in history for the rest of your life, the way every great person in this world is remembered. You'll be like Mother Teresa. They'll look at you. Wow, that guy came forward. That gal came forward. They blew the whistle on the FDA, and shortly thereafter, the FDA was dismantled. Do it. Do it. Change the world. One person can change the world. If you work inside the FDA, just come on out and be a whistleblower. Tell the truth about what's going on out in there. All the corruption. Okay. We do have to take another break in a couple minutes, but we can start talking about something else if you want to. Where do you want to go with this?
Well, we wanted to discuss the, in the news, McDonald's is adding apples to their Happy Meals, are supposedly making it healthier.
Let me bet something.
Okay.
Apples are sliced and in plastic bags already.
Yes.
They're probably treated with chromium dioxide, citrus butanate, it's probably treated with 6 or 7 different things that keep the color, the freshness, the smell, keep the bugs away,
uh-huh.
and make them taste better, too.
Yes.
So they're not apples anymore.
No.
No.
Just like their oatmeal has all different. Oh, we also wanted to talk about the chemicals in real milk. Well,
In pasteurized milk.
In pasteurized milk.
Right.
Said real. That's not very good.
No. Real milk is what Rawson got busted for.
Raw milk is, right. Yes.
That's real milk. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about if you're stupid enough to drink pasteurized milk, what you're really getting. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Here's a perfect example of the blatantly corrupt and or ignorant selectivity of how the FDA operates. This is a perfect example, side by side. This is great. Elisa, when you drink pasteurized milk that the FDA puts its seal of approval on, they say you should not drink raw milk. Raw milk is dangerous. No one's getting sick and dying from raw milk, but raw milk is dangerous. You can drink pasteurized milk. What's in pasteurized milk, Elisa?
A glass of milk can contain a cocktail of up to 20 painkillers, antibiotics, and growth hormones.
Okay. Now, these are either given to the cows or absorbed by the cows, by the water they drink, or somehow. But bottom line is, and it also could be added to the milk after the milk is made.
And it could be through the cattle feed. It could be contamination that's on the farm.
I know for a fact, I have a farmer who told me this story. He used to be a commercial dairy farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And he would milk and milk and milk, and he had a big truck that looked like a water truck.
Right.
They would load the truck up with milk. They would drive it to the processing plant where they deliver the milk to, because that's where they pasteurize it, and then Dean buys it or whoever buys it, okay? They would open up the top of the truck. The guy would test some of the milk, and if it had too much, quote-unquote, bacteria in it, they would say, we can't buy this milk. Now, this is an under-the-table move that they do. We can't buy this milk. So the guy, now keep in mind, this is like, let's say this is, for the sake of discussion, 1,000 gallons of milk. It takes a long time to load 1,000 gallons of milk into that truck, to flush it out, wash it, and then reload. And then you'd have to milk another 1,000 gallons of milk from your cow, because theoretically you should throw that away. You're not supposed to sell it, right?
Right.
That guy would go to the local Piggly Wiggly store and buy 3 or 4 gallons of Clorox.
You have got to be kidding
me. I swear on my children's souls, he told me this. He said, this is what we used to do. And then he'd climb up on the top of the truck, you know, park behind a building, and pour 3 or 4 gallons of Clorox in. Then he would drive the truck for about a half an hour over the local country roads, so that it would slosh around and mix around, and then he would go back to that plant and he'd pull right back in. The guy would test it. All the bacteria was gone, and they'd approve it. Now, clearly, the guy who's testing the milk knows what's going on, because you surely couldn't have off-put 1,000 gallons of milk and then just happen to have another 1,000 gallons of milk laying around, you know, that you happen to milk but didn't bring with you, to load it back in there in a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
They'd buy it anyway. So there you go. There's chlorine in the milk that you don't even want it in there. And he said, you know what one of the other byproducts was? It made the milk whiter instead of yellow like the beta carotene that's in the grass and stuff. He said it made the milk a little whiter too.
Well, there's a list of anti-inflammatory painkillers and sex hormones and natural hormones and antifungal drugs and just...
And anti-inflammatory, 20. Diclofenac is in the milk. Mm-hmm. And so in the FDA's divine wisdom.
Naproxen is on here.
In the FDA's divine wisdom, they approve that milk for you and your children to drink. And they will say, but it's in such small quantities, it's not a risk. It's not a risk. I wish I could take a pin and stick it in the eye of one of the people at the FDA. And when he goes, he screams, I say, come on, it's so small compared to the rest of your body. It's just a little pinhole. Come on, toughen up a little bit. I mean, it's like, are you joking? So because it's such a little bit, it's acceptable to drink day in and day out? And how do you know it's acceptable? How do you know how the body metabolized that over decades?
Mm-hmm.
But don't you dare drink raw unpasteurized milk. Mm-hmm. From grass-fed, hormone-free cows. Oh, my God. The FDA should go to hell. Everybody in that building, right to hell. The earth should open up underneath you and just suck you down into the lava and be done with you. Disgusting. You're crapping on millions of people who you're supposed to be serving. You're crapping on us. I hope you make a lot of money at this job. I hope you do. Because your family, someday when the FDA is finally outed, working for the FDA is going to be like working for the Third Reich. Your family's going to go, oh, don't tell them Grandpa worked for the FDA, because everybody hates the FDA now. They realize how many people died because of the FDA's corruption. I can't wait for that day to come. I really can't. And it's coming.
I hope it's soon.
Oh, my God. Terrible. The FDA's probably killed more people because of their corruption, their idiocy there. The decisions that they make that affect our lives because of the food and drugs that they want us to use. Okay. Anyway, I'll stop.
Okay. Speaking of drugs, did you read where Pfizer is trying to take Lipitor over the counter?
Oh, we got to jump back on the FDA again now.
Yep.
Why would Lipitor become an over-the-counter drug, Elisa? Please tell me why.
Because I guess when the patent ran out, there's now a generic available, and they lost $11 billion
to the generic. And they don't want those generic companies making the money they should. So here's the answer. Let's just go right to over-the-counter. Let's let kids buy Lipitor. What the hell? Everybody should lower their cholesterol anyway.
There's so many side effects to it. How could they control that if it's over the counter?
Oh, but don't you take a sports supplement that has an ingredient in it that the FDA doesn't like, that wasn't listed a few years ago. I mean, oh, my God, I just can't take it anymore. I want to just bang my head into the wall. The FDA, if you let them make Lipitor an over-the-counter drug, I hope all of your children overdose on it.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Just to make up that profits. $11 billion.
Yeah, because they're pissed off. Well, we were losing $11 billion. Well, how can we get that back? I know. Let's circumvent the system entirely. Let's get the FDA to approve this as an over-the-counter drug so people will buy Lipitor instead of the generic.
It doesn't matter that it could possibly cause stroke, neuropathy, depression, and muscle weakness.
Oh, never mind that. Those are the side effects or the unwanted effects that they determined through their research. We now know that statin drugs reduce coenzyme Q10 production in the heart and precipitate heart failure, congestive heart failure. If you're on a statin drug long enough, you will develop congestive heart failure, okay? And if you make it an over-the-counter, people will be buying it when they're 20 and 30.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to keep my cholesterol low now. My doctor said I should try now. I'll just go ahead and buy that Lipitor. I'm going to get my Flintstone vitamins and my Lipitor now. Oh,
I'm sorry.
God.
I don't mean to laugh. Oh, I guess I wish people could see the look on your face.
Because I'm, you know what? Because I just know that the FDA is going to approve it. Of course they're going to. Any corrupt group would approve their good friend. You know, well, yeah, come on. We'll make it over the counter. What the hell? Come on. Let us take you all to Florida, and we'll go golfing, and we'll talk about it for a while. And laugh about all the people that are going to get sick and die, but we're going to make a lot of money. Lipitor over the counter. What next? Why not make Valium over the counter? People love that, too. Just think about that. All the Valium you'd sell.
Good idea.
Yeah, really. That one I might vote for, actually. Oh, God. What else do we have to talk about? Lovely Elisa Profumo.
I think we're getting close to being finished.
Are we?
Yes. Let me see.
Did we miss anything? I feel like we missed something here. Hold on a second. No, I think we covered everything. Holy mackerel.
We did that in record time.
Yeah, I have to read it. I just got this, and I have to read this. This is an email from a guy in Singapore. I'm just going to use his first name. His name is Connor. He just emailed me. I thought I was afraid to read it at first. He says, you know how you've always advised your listeners to let Orbit Nutrition fulfill their orders, and they won't be disappointed? Well, you're right. My first order from them was a bit slow getting to me here in Singapore. After waiting for a month, I emailed Orbit Nutrition to express my concern. They replied almost immediately that according to their records, it was still in transit. The next day, the box got delivered in a big parcel by a courier. When I made my next order, Mitch at Orbit divided it into two packages, which could be delivered straight to my mailbox, and I got them one after the other in less than 3 weeks. He also had the initiative to discreetly label the contents as sports products, which, since importing supplements into Singapore can be a little problematic, was a very cool thing to do. Needless to say, I am very impressed and will in the future be ordering all of my supplements from orbitnutrition.com. Please pass on my appreciation to them. Well, I can tell you that Mitchell loved this. I will pass this email along to him. Mitch works very hard. He works the business himself along with his team. He takes it very, very seriously because Mitch is a supplement user like us. He's a bodybuilder. He buys supplements, and he knows what makes people happy. So, Connor, thank you very much for patronizing Orbit Nutrition. And also, thanks to Mitch for being such a great sponsor also. Looks like Daniel Delusky posted something on Facebook. Did you see that?
Was it on yours?
Oh, yeah. Did anybody get sick from the raw milk? Yet Cargill. Oh, he talked about Cargill. Yeah, about the turkey. No. Yeah, you're exactly right, Dan. Nobody got sick from the raw milk. If anything, people get healthy from raw milk. Maybe that's what the FDA doesn't want. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, anyway, do we have anything else to talk about?
No.
Aw.
You want to continue on?
What do we have to talk about? No, I guess we can end it.
Okay.
All right, well, listen. Thank you so much for tuning in to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. Thank you so much to Elisa Profumo. You know, I don't say this enough. Well, I do talk about Elisa on the air quite often about the hard work that she does. This show, Casual Friday, is what it is because of Elisa Profumo. Not only because of all the work that she does in putting all the topics together, because I do nothing to anything as far as Casual Friday goes. She tells me what the topics are going to be. We sit down and she says, here's what we're going to be talking about. And I just kind of brief them and kind of fly from the seat of my pants.
I get a lot of help on Facebook from everybody. Thank you
true.
To everyone.
And all the
Peter
listeners,
Peter and
too.
Nick Guggs and right. Dr. Rouse and right. Dr. Andro.
But we I have to admit that we get lots of messages, emails, and Facebook messages about mm-hmm. how everybody loves your voice. And you even get romantic solicitations from time to time on Facebook.
Johan's mother said she liked my, she said I had a nice voice for radio.
Yeah, you do. It's very soothing. Very, very soothing. In fact, we have a friend who said she had never realized how soothing your voice was because she'd always talk to you, mm-hmm. but listening to you on the radio now, she said that your voice actually relaxes her.
She was having some issues lately with boyfriend issues, and she said she can't sleep at night, and she told me she wished she could take a recording of my voice because it calms her down so much.
Yeah, there you go. So I just want to give props to Elisa Profumo because Casual Friday is her baby. It is her bailiwick, and she does it all, and I just sit here and throw in the occasional rant, and I want to thank you on the air for all the hard work.
Thank you.
Because I know you think I don't appreciate you. You've actually said that.
I have not.
I'm just joking. All right. Well, anyway, from this knucklehead to the rest of you, thanks for listening to Supreme Radio. Thanks for listening this week. And we've got a lot of great shows. We're going to try to break out Monday and cover the whole Rawson thing in a two-hour piece.
That would be awesome if you can do that.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to get Mark McAfee on, and I'm going to try to get Judith McGeary from Farm and Ranch Freedom. So we'll see you Monday.
Bye.